Student trustees from the Waterloo Region District Board, WRDSB, took a stance at Monday night's school board meeting and asked for support that would allow student trustees to move and second motions at board and committee meetings. This comes after York Region District School Board, YRDSB, carried a motion in June and wrote a letter to the Minister of Education asking for an amendment to Section 55 of the Education Act. According to YRDSB, the amendment would allow student trustees to exercise these new abilities, strengthening student voices and engagement within the board. At Monday's meeting, student trustees asked that WRDSB support a similar request to the Minister of Education. We thank the YRDSB, and the other boards across Ontario, who have already passed similar motions acknowledging the importance of the student trustee position and in making an effort to help further their abilities, said student trustee Kenzie Soror. Student trustee Vaishnav Raina and I would like to suggest that a letter be written in support of YRDSB's letter, requesting the same amendment. As student trustees, Soror and Raina represent over 64,000 students at the board table and at various committees as they communicate, advocate, and collaborate with students, staff, and trustees. Our focus is on the message being sent to the WRDSB student body and students all over Ontario, Soror said. Allowing student trustees the ability to move and second motion sends a message to students that their student trustees are capable of speaking about them in the same way trustees are capable of speaking about their constituents. This motion sends a message that we can bring forward the student body's voice to the table, on our own, without a buffer. Soror said that this is a common request among student trustees across the province and similar letters have been motioned in boards throughout Ontario, including the Grand Erie School Board and the Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board. I urge you to lead by example and set the path for other school boards to follow, Soror said. Student trustee Raina said that the main duty of a student trustee is to advocate on behalf of students and to be a liaison between students and board personnel. Under the current Education Act, student trustees are prohibited from moving or seconding a motion. As we learn how vital student voice is, it is important that elected youth have the opportunity to properly advocate for the change and benefit of their constituents, Raina said. This will also standardize the rights of student trustees across the province. With WRDSB's help, we can show students in Ontario that we value their voice. The motion in support of the letter was moved by School Board Trustees Joanne Weston and Trustee Kathleen Woodcock. We are advocating that the government look at this and listen to student voice by sending this letter of support for these motions, Woodcock said. Trustee Cindy Watson said that she doesn't have a problem if a student trustee wants to write a motion and somebody else wants to present it on their behalf. I do appreciate the student perspective and student voice. We want to hear their voice, Watson said, but in all good conscience, throwing students into a political fray is really something that I wouldn't like to see students participate in. I have a feeling that it could be very contentious and so I will not be supporting this motion. It's not because I don't think student voice is important, but I do think that when it comes to the political piece, it's not fair to throw a student trustee into the political arena. Trustee Karen Meissner added her support to the motion suggested by student trustees. I think that what I'm hearing from students across the province, student trustees in particular, is that they are feeling like their role is effectively tokenistic, that they have a student voice but that they are limited and don't have a concrete role in the board, Meissner said. I feel very strongly in supporting the motion because this supports student voice, and this is effectively bringing some real weight to the work that student trustees already do. I am wholeheartedly in favor of this motion. Except for trustees Watson, Ramsey and Wetham, all were in favor of the motion. A letter from the WRDSB will be sent to the Ministry of Education in support of amending the Education Act to allow student trustees the ability to move and second motions.